all around me. Yes. What'd you say, Brother Hearn?
I said in spite.
That's right. In spite of me. Thank you for working for me. That is the truth. That is the truth. I thought that's what you said, and I was thinking the same thing. Lord, in spite of me, Lord, thank you for being so good. I just want to thank the Lord this morning for giving me a little bit more patience. I say I got a little bit more patience, but I just thank God for answering prayer. Me and my sons put in a humidifier about 2 weeks ago, and we watched videos, went over the instructions. I said, well, come on, call the other one, Jalen, come on. They say two heads supposed to be better than one. We got three heads here. Man, we couldn't get that thing to work at all. And I'm like, well, I don't know what else to do. So we talked and talked and thought about taking it back. And so I just waited. I said, Lord, it's got to be something simple. I don't think the thing is broke, but then I started thinking that it was broke. They sold us a broke item. And so I called up to the store yesterday and talked to a guy named Brian, Brother Brian. And I told him what was going on with that humidifier. He said, well, just bring it on back up. And I said, okay. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, watch this video one more time, because I've been watching videos. Since we put the thing in, I get to myself, so I'm like, I could not figure this thing out. And so my wife said, so I said, well, I'm going to watch this video. And this lady came on. So I started listening to her about what to do. I said, yeah, we did that. She had a good diagram. I said, we got that right. Yes, and we got this right. Then when she got over to the pressure switch, it was just two little hoses. She said, well, this hose, the intake hole goes to the white slot, and the other one goes to the black slot. And I said, well, no, we ain't got that right, because they said put it just the opposite of what she's saying. And so, yeah, and I came up saying it was a woman, too. Didn't I, Tawana? I said, it was a lady. I watched all these guys. They couldn't tell. They weren't telling me nothing. And this woman got on her, man, she had a little ruler and she had a diagram. I mean, it was just so simple the way she laid it out. And so I went down, so I know I don't have that right. So I go down there and switch them hoses, and that thing jumped right on. And I thought, well, my God. And I called up to the store and told the people that y'all sold me a defective item, this, that, and the other. And I come out of that furnace room, I say, Emma, guess what? That thing is working. It kicked on. I went upstairs and told Twan, it kicked on. It worked. It's not broke. So I just thank the Lord for just being patient with me. You know, he's just so good, and he will answer prayer. And I said, Lord, I felt something simple was wrong. It's not something always hard in our life. Sometimes just the simple things, you know, that's got us easily beset. It's really simple. And so we was putting up some cameras, and Jaden helped me setting up a desk, and Tawana got her iPad holder sitting up there, and we had to move, and it's broke. And this little piece that was missing off of us, said, you got to find my piece now. You got to find that piece, or you have to buy me a new one. Thinking to myself, I'm going to buy a new one anyway because it's broke. You ain't got to use that excuse. So I'm looking for this thing, looking for it. I couldn't find it. I would look for it when she wasn't around. You know, I'd be on the bed and everything. I found too. I can't find this thing. And so the Spirit of the Lord said, just keep looking. I said, well, Lord, I'm going to keep on looking. So she was up there and I was looking. I said, man, I said, God, what song I was singing? God is a good God. And she was saying, yes, he is. I said, God is a good God. Here your piece is. I ain't got to buy no new one, but I just thank the Lord for the simple things again. You know, the little bitty things. You know, God is just an awesome, he's a faithful God, and I just love him on today. He is so good to us. I mean, not just to me, he's so good to us. And God wants to do everything for us. But the brother was speaking this morning, and that's all that God deals with me with, is faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit more faith. Because Jesus said, great faith.
There you go.
You know, he was talking about some great faith. So we just can't stay small, you know, but you know, when we get this great faith, we got to expect some great trials too, though. It comes with the territory. And you don't need to have no great faith over something small. You know, it takes little faith. When them guys on that boat you was talking about this morning, they had to have some great faith to speak to the winds.
Yeah.
You got to have great faith out here to speak over some things. You got to demand and command what God told us that we had dominion over. And it's inside of us. One more testimony and I'm going to get to my sermon. It's so fitting. It's almost, Brother Hearns, pastor, touched on a few things. Now I'm over there just smiling under this mask. I said, well, God, you help my unbelief. Help me to exercise in this word. Because the word, it worked. You know, the word ain't broke. I'm sorry. The word just ain't broke. The word works, man. When Jesus spoke, when I read that Bible and they said things, it just happened. I'm saying, Lord, what is wrong with me? What's wrong with us? So I was off for 5 days working on my house. This last day, I said, I'm going to go down there. No, I'm going to stay home. I was going back and forth. And I was sitting on my bed, just being tossed to and fro in my mind. And the Spirit of the Lord said, double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And right then I said, I'm staying home, Lord. That's just it. I'm not going to go down there. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to stay home. Because Twana got, you know, she want me to clean. You know, she got stuff that she need done. I'm going to clean out the garage. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Line up my day. And God already had my day lined up for me. He really did. And so I stayed home and I was doing what I was, you know, what I thought I was doing. And I heard her talking to one of the sons. And it's this son that I keep saying, I know God is calling him, but God is really dealing with this child. He really is. And I overheard her saying something to him about him talking silly. What do you mean? You know, we don't care until something happened and something like this, that, and the other. So I'm trying to maintain, you know, so I ain't finna let this stuff shake me, Lord. You know, I got stuff to do, but I ain't finna sit down. So I'm walking around and, you know, still, you know, thinking about what she said. So I'm praying, you know, Lord, you help my child. And so she said that he don't want to talk to nobody but you. And I was thinking to myself, well, they don't want to hear what I got to say half the time. And so I had to go over to the house anyway to get some things. The Spirit of the Lord said, go up there and talk to him. The kids, they were out. He locked in his room. And so I just go up there and I just stand on the door. And I say, you want to talk? He said, no, not right now, Dad, not right now. Not right now, the door locked. And so I'm thinking, I just can't leave this house. Lord, I can't just turn and leave. I went downstairs and came back up. I'm trying to feel the spirit. Lord, what do you want? What do you want me to do? What do I say to this? I don't know what he's going through. And so I go back up there, and so I start talking to him again. Talking to him, he said, well, I'm dealing with some things. He went on and told me, I'm dealing with some demons. He said, this stuff just keep coming to my mind. I can't sleep at night. I'm fighting. I get up late at night, and I said, well, we know that ain't nobody but the devil. You know, he lurks in the night. And so he finally opened up the door, and we had good talking. My conversation was the same. It was nobody. I wasn't talking about nobody but God and Jesus. I said, man, only Jesus can fix this, man. You know, I don't know what all the Lord had me tell him. But in the end of that conversation, and I said, look, you want to pray? Daddy will pray for you. And the Lord had me studying in this scripture, Luke 13. And we prayed. And Lord told me to loose him from whatever got him bound. And I prayed and prayed. And then when I put my hands on the head and just started loosing the demons and loosing everything that was in his life, I mean, because when I got in, the boy had on shades. He was crying, snot come out of his nose, and said, "Lord, this devil tormenting my child." And so when I left out of the boy was brand new. And so I called him the next day. I had to check. I had to check to be sure. You know, I said, how, you know, how'd you sleep? He said, "Dad, I had some good sleep." I said, "Did you get up?" "No, I ain't even get up, Dad." I mean, his speech just changed. I didn't see him, but I can feel through that phone, just like I felt through the phone when I talked to him. I can feel a difference in his life. So I just praise God for loosening my child, because you don't know when the devil get on you by yourself, he wanted to be alone. That's the devil's territory. He wanted to have a pity party. He wanted to have a pity party to where the devil can just get on him so and pity party him right on out of here. And so I just thank the Lord for leading me and guiding me that day, because that day I believe could have been a tragic day. You know, the kids were just running all. They was just unsupervised. They downstairs and he locked in the room. Said, "That ain't common. That ain't normal. You don't do stuff like that." So I just praise God for loosening and letting my child's mind go. And that's what God was telling me. It's time for us to start loosening some stuff. Not some stuff, everything. It's time. We got the power inside of us. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Yes, we're going to sound like some broken records around here until we get this thing right. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. We have the power. We have what it takes to loosen. We have the power to bind some things. We have the power inside of us to do what needs to be done. You know, because It's the Spirit of God that's doing it. But when you under the influence of anything, it's what's inside of you. What that influence is that's leading, directing you. And so God is tired of the devil leading and guiding his people. He is so sick and tired of the enemy pushing his folk down, and anything that's got you bound. Anything that's got you bound is of the devil. I don't care what it is. Naturally so, spiritually so. Anything got you down is nobody but Satan himself. You can be bound in your mind. You can be bound in your body. You can be bound in your pocket, in your purse. Because you can't do nothing if you ain't got no money. You know, you can't support your family if you ain't got no finance. You can be bound in so many different ways. But God said we have the power over all the power of the enemy. Every bit of it. So I just praise the Lord for just leading me and guiding me on that. I don't know what day was. It was a Tuesday, what it was, my last day. I just thank the Lord for speaking to me and just leading me and guiding me. Because it could have been a tragic day. And so I'm so grateful unto God. Saints of God, this is the season for God's children. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody, you know, weeping has endured for a night. You know, I'm cried out. I'm all cried out. There another song is that we used to listen to. I'm all cried out over you. That song used to say, I ain't got no more tears. You know, I'm done crying. It's time for us to get up and start doing some things. It's time for us to get up and start loosening and binding and making folk free, because we have it inside of us. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We have the power in the name of the Lord. We have the power because he is the power. And he didn't put it inside of us. So this is the Lord's season. This is his season. Not my season. This God's season. Weeping may endure for night. I'd endure my weeping season. I'd cried over my son, cried over mama, cried over finance, cried over this, cried, you know. It's time for me to have some joy. I don't know about nobody else. It's time for you to have some joy. It's time for you to hold your head up, square your shoulders back. Like that woman said, I ain't gonna miss this moment. I'm gonna hold my head up and square my shoulders. And we're gonna do the same thing in Jesus' name. And we're gonna accomplish some things this year. We're going to do it through Christ. We're going to do it because we have the power in the name of Jesus. Let's go to Luke 13. I'm not going to be up here very long, but I just had to do what God told me to do. And I'm going to do what he tell me to do while I'm here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as always, God, I give you thanks, God. I enter your presence, God, always with thanksgiving, God. Running off of my lips, God, rolling off of my tongue, God, because you've been so good to me, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord. I thank you, God, oh God, for keeping us, Lord. I thank and praise you, God, for this word, God, that you have given me. And I pray, Father God, Lord, that you will use me just for a moment, however long you want to use me for, God. You can stretch me out, God. Lord, I pray, God, that I am, God, usable, God, that I am bendable, God. Lord, and I pray, Father God, that whatever I say, God, Lord, that comes out of my mouth, Lord, let it be coming from you, Lord God. Let it come from the throne of heaven. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this word, God, will bless your people, not only here in this auditorium, God, but on the internet, Lord, also. All that are attending, God. All ears, God, that are hearing, God, bless this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Give God some praise. Give him a clap offering this morning because he is good. And I ain't going to be able to do nothing without these glasses. Brother Hearn started that stuff. Ran to her and didn't have his glasses and not rolling off on me. I got to have them. Luke 13, verse number 10. We're going to be talking about this Jesus man who heals a woman on a Sabbath day. And I found some interesting stuff in here, boy. And man, I tell you. And he says, and he was in, Luke said, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. That means they had a few churches out there. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. If you know anything about, you ever seen somebody walking like this? This man, Luke says she was bowed together. So it made me think that she was in a U shape. She was upside down, almost touching. She's walking 18 years. My Lord. And that reminds me of the man that was in that bathroom at QT. He was bent over. You know, my God. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmities. And he laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord answered him and said, thou hypocrite. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like he called you fox. Thou hypocrite. Do not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to the watering? Ought not this woman been a daughter of Abraham whom Satan have bound? Lo, these 18 years be loose from the bonds of her, be loose from the bonds on the Sabbath day. Here it is. This woman, back up in verse 11, he said, behold, there was a woman which had the spirit of infirmities for 18 years. This woman, going to the synagogue, Jesus in the synagogue, he was in the church, going to the church, 18 years, she going to the church, bent over 18 years. I don't see nowhere where she was complaining. I don't see nowhere where she was want somebody to have a pity party. You know, she was there 18 faithful years, bent over in a U shape. Here it is, and the man say, nobody shouldn't be doing nothing on the Sabbath day, but Jesus called him out. And we often always do stuff on the Sabbath day when we want it done. That's what he's saying. You know, you do what you want to do on the Sabbath day, you know. And he said, men shouldn't be working on the Sabbath day. What did Jesus do on the Sabbath day? Did he lay her down? He crack her back? Did he have a scalpel? He didn't work. All he did was speak a word. All he did was just say something. And they mad at him about that. And so this woman been bound 18 years, powerless, sick and disabled. She can't do nothing for 18 years. Nobody in that synagogue for 18 years said a good word to this woman that would restore her. She walking around a bunch of men, priests, high priests, bent over, sick, can't straighten up, don't even have the power to straighten up. Can you imagine? 18, whether it's 18 years, bent over, whether it's 12 years with an issue of blood, or whether it's 30 and 8 years where you just can't do nothing. Can you imagine when he said this is nothing but the work of the devil? This woman coming in that place like this, and when God showed me this, it was like the enemy had somebody, come here for a minute, Brian. I ain't gonna touch you. I ain't gonna touch you, Pastor. Bend over. As long as you can. Now walk with me. It's like, now walk with me. It's like everywhere she went, the devil was like this, pressing her down. Everywhere she went, 18 whole years. 18 years, wherever she went, in front of the preachers, in front of the priests, in front of everybody for whole 18 years. Huh? There's so many people that have been pressed down too long and ain't got nobody to set them free. They got somebody setting free, but I don't know. I'm gonna leave it alone. But nobody spoke nothing to this woman for them 18 years in the church. You know, Proverbs 12 tells us that heaviness of a heart of a man make it stoop. If you ain't got nothing good to say nobody, you're always speaking bad words. The Bible said the gospel is the good news. We're supposed to bring some good words to somebody. Heaviness will make a man stoop. It will make him bent over too. It'll make him sit down. It'll make him not want to do nothing. You know, because we ain't speaking the right words to him. He said, but a good word make it glad. Have somebody ever spoke a good word to you to where it make you get up and want to start moving, want to start doing some stuff? Somebody ever give you a compliment and say, oh boy, you know, your hands, boy, you can do just about anything. Yeah, I sure can. I can fix this and I can fix that. I can do this and I can do that. Make you feel good when people start talking good about you. When you got a good word, Jesus knew how to have a good word. He never, 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 never came to nobody with a bad word. The woman at the well, he didn't speak evil about her. Huh? He didn't do it. I know you was running around with Jimmy and Joe that you with now. He ain't yours. And even Mark, he ain't yours either. You know, Jesus lift up and say, where are your accusers? Huh? Where are they? They all gone. Neither do I. I ain't accuse you either. You know, go and don't you sin no more. You know, God, Jesus always had something good to say. When somebody got something good to say to you, man, it make you feel good. It make you feel like you can run through a troop and leap over a wall. It makes you feel like you're a brand new person when people get to talking good about you. It make you feel good inside, you know. And he said, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and help to the bone. This woman got help to down to her very bone because Jesus said some sweet words to her. He just said, woman, thou art loose. Those were some sweet words to her. Really? Huh? You are loose. And he says here, this woman for 18 years bound. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years bound. The man sitting at the pool waiting on somebody to put him in, bound. 18 whole years, nobody said nothing to the people. You know, a closed mouth won't get fed. Sometimes we bridle this tongue too much. Sometimes it's time to, somebody said last week, it's time for me to open up my mouth. It's time for me to start saying, it's time for us to start opening up our mouth. It's time for us to start speaking words of life over the people. It's time for us to start restoring. It's time to be revived in this day an hour. It is really time for us to start giving life to the people, because life is in us. It's time for us. He said there are 6 days. There are 6 days in which men ought to work. And in them, therefore, come and be healed. Haven't you ever heard? Well, I have. I run across people that say, well, that's for church. In other words, when I solicit prayer, you know, for the people, no, you know, you do that in church. You know, we can wait till you get in church. Those are people that just don't want nothing. They don't want to see you do nothing. They don't want to see Jesus do nothing. They had scribes and Pharisees follow him everywhere he went to try to make him look bad every time. And so he said there are 6 days. Man ought to come here and be healed. Come in and be healed on one of them days. Well, she been there 18 years. Nobody done nothing. Nobody said nothing. Nobody gave her a good word. I don't even think nobody even tried to help her. Look, let's stretch her out. Maybe we can lay her down and unbend her. Nobody done nothing for this woman. And so now they saying on the Sabbath day, you can't do nothing. They didn't want Jesus to do nothing. He said, you hypocrites. Don't each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass or his stall from the stall and lead them away for watering? Yes, they do. Don't each one of us, when we have to do something on the Sabbath day, don't we get it done? Yes, we do. Because I feel that God don't, you know, he don't mind. God don't mind at all. He knows I'm human. He know I got to get this done. Well, he had some work to do. Jesus had to do some work. And he says, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years be loose from her bounds on the Sabbath day or any other day? Because he says Sabbath was made for man. It is good to do good on the Sabbath. Nobody wasn't doing good in that church. They weren't doing nothing. They were looking for the money and whatever else. He said, look, it is good to do good on the Sabbath. He said, ought not this woman who is a daughter of Abraham? This woman just wasn't some ordinary woman. She wasn't just some any old woman. You know, he affiliated her with Abraham, the father of faith. This woman was faithful for 18 years, serving and worshiping God. 18 whole years. He said, She said, look, 18 years in the church, doing whatever God is telling her to do. 18 years, she's there on Wednesday night. 18 years, she's there on Friday nights. 18 years, she's there Sunday morning. She's there. It don't make no difference where you're at. You're not just any old body. He said, ought not the daughter, this woman who's a daughter of Abraham, ought not you, my sister, I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. I don't care if you got a walker. I don't care if your hip is out of place. It don't make no difference if you're bent, if you're broke. Ought not this daughter or this woman or this son, this man ought to be healed. These are children of Abraham. What made her have these characteristics? She had something that Jesus saw in her. It reminded him of Abraham. Abraham being the father of faith, who always counted on God, who always believed in God. So this woman just believed that one day, out of these 18 years, something miraculous was going to happen to me. You got to believe, I don't care what you're going through, that something miraculous is going to happen to you. It's going to happen for you. It's going to happen for your kids. It's going to happen in you. It's going to happen around you. Something miraculous is going to happen. But you just got to be faithful in serving and worshiping God. I don't even know if this woman was asking God to heal her. I don't know. I know what they do, what they were doing in the synagogue. I know they did a whole lot of praying. They did a whole lot of sacrificing. They didn't do no healing. Nobody come to the church to be healed. Not at all. They wasn't looking for no healing. So I don't think the woman looked for healing. She just, look, I just got to get to church and worship God. She was just saying, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to church, bent over. How many folk are glad when they say, let's go to the church when you sick in your body? You know, when you got crutches. How, the church doors are open, Pastor. I was glad when they said the church door was open. Ain't too many folk that faithful no more. Ain't too many people that faithful. They ain't running the church no more to get nothing. Because they don't think nothing's in the church. Why go to the church? Go to the church for what? Look at you. You living like I don't know what. I don't even do the stuff that you're doing. You know? So we got to be glad when the church is open so we can be taught. So we can worship God and let him know that we do love him. Oh, I know you ain't got to be in the church to let God know that you love him. But God is looking for faithful people. We open up the doors. We used to say, Lord, fill this place. People had dreams. Say we saw the roof tore off the place. Saw every seat in here filled. You know, we still got to have that same vision. We still need that same vision because there's folk out there that's hurting. They got to see the church well. And if the church ain't well, then can't nobody get well. That's what I'm reading out there. If the church ain't getting what they supposed to get, if they ain't getting their stable food, if they ain't getting their daily bread, then my God, ain't no need. I got to go to the doctor. Yeah. You can pray for me, Brother Al, but when you get through praying, I'm going to see this doctor because he got the answer. He got the answer. Yes, you can run to the doctor, but the doctor ain't got no answer. He ain't got no answer. He got something that he can fix you up just for a moment. And my little daughter-in-law was talking to me last night. Said, yes, Mr. Deeds, you know, yeah, the doctor give you this, but then you got to go back and get that. After you go back and get that, he tell you come back and get some of this. And when you get some of this, he tell you, you can come on back, and we just keep coming back. We don't fail the doctor. If the doctor say do it, then we going to do it. But if Jesus say do it, we got to find ourselves hastening to his word. That woman hastened to his word when she said, when he said, woman, thou loose. Oh, really, Jesus? I'm loose? The Bible says she stood straight up. Some of us got to stand straight up when Jesus say something. We got to stand up and go straight away and do what he say do. We got to do it. So it don't make no difference if you sick in your body, if you're hurting your body. She was there. She was hurting. She was sick. That woman was there. How many of us, and I hope I don't feel like I'm arguing and fussing at nobody, but I'm just talking about me too. Cause I've been in them places. I don't feel like going to church. I'm broke. I'm hurt. I'm sick. But I would always hear in the back of my mind that this woman would always say, what? When we were sick, we hurried up and got to the church. I don't care how I felt. If I can just press my way out to the church. If I can just press my way through the crowd, if I can just touch but the hem of his garment, if I can just get amongst the saints where they worshiping God, where somebody I believe gonna speak a word to me, it's gonna come across the pulpit, it's gonna come through somebody gonna say something that's gonna make me feel better. You got to have that same mindset. You got to have that mindset that something is in this church, because you brought it. We bringing it in this church. It just don't be in this church. You bring it in here. Our blessings are among the saints. Your healings is among the saints. So that woman knew something was in that synagogue. She knew somebody was going to come. Jesus said, I got to go. If somebody need me here, because they ain't doing nothing for this woman. He said, I must need to go to Samaria. He had to come to the synagogue because this woman was bent over and hurting for 18 years. I don't care how long that you've been going through, what you've been going through. Stay faithful to God. Keep worshiping God and believe him for the very impossible. For the things that people say, some of the church will say, well, no, that ain't possible. Well, you know, we got to think rational now. We got, you know, come on now. You know, these are facts now. Come on. The fact of the matter is that God wants you to believe him for these things. We're talking about great faith. Well, you're going to have some great trials. When you have great trials, you're going to have great faith. You is. You're going to have some great faith. When you have little trials, you're going to have the little faith to get through to what you need to get through that little trial. But there's some greater things coming up on this earth. And God is trying to prepare us for these things. He's trying to get us ready to be able to speak. He's trying to get us to be ready to say like they used to say way back when. For God I live and for God I die. That's what I told my little daughter-in-law. For God I live and for God I die. I don't know what God has planned for me. I don't know what I have to suffer with or suffer through. But for God I live and for God I die. And this woman, 18 whole years, and nobody in the congregation said a word to her. And all Jesus did was speak a word. He said, I must go. I got to go. Zacchaeus, come on down from that tree. Woman, thou art loose. I got to go to this church. Jesus got to get back to the church because he see a need in the church. And when Jesus come back to the church today, he said, today is the day of salvation. Salvation is coming back to the house of God, not just the revival center, but to the church. The people need to be revived again. We need to be woke up again. We are lulled asleep about all kinds of stuff. TV shows and all of this stuff that I got to maintain that's in my possession. You know, we're lulled asleep. But Jesus is trying to revive us. He's trying to wake us up again. He's trying to let us know that there is some restoration need to be done still. I work with the water company, and I used to work overtime when we go through and put new pipes in the ground and tear up people's yards, tear up the sidewalk. But then after all of that tearing up and stuff, there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time to build. There's a time to cry. There's a time to tear down. But there's a time to restore too. It's time for us to go back through that neighborhood and restore them yards. Jesus said, it's time for me to come back and restore my people. Everything that the enemy has taken from you, every situation that you in, God's going to restore you. God is going to restore you. God is saying, I'm going to loose some things that need to be loose. Everything that the devil done, I'm going to undo it. He going to do it. And whether you believe it or not, according to your faith, be it unto you. I just believe God's word that God is going to loose some folk. He going to loose some minds. God going to loose some hearts. God going to lift up some people. God finna start loosing some things. He finna say, brother, you loose. Sister, you loose. Mama, you loose. You are loose and free indeed. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Take your place. You got to do it. It's in you. See, it don't care what it is. Today, salvation has come to this house. And I just believe that today, this hour, this season, it's going to be so. You might be bound in your mind, but God going to loose you. You might be bound in your body, but God going to loose you. Your children might be bound, but God going to loose them. You got to believe God is going to loose them. You might be bound. You might be suffering. You might be going through hell and hot water, but God is going to make you free and free indeed. I don't know what nobody's going through in here, but I know that we are all going through something. I'm waiting on something, Lord. If they ain't waiting on nothing, I'm waiting on something, Lord. I'm waiting on you to loose some things in my life, Lord. My children need to be loose, Lord. Huh? My neighbors need to be loose, Lord. Lord, I need to be loose from some things now. You know, don't exclude me. Pass me not by, oh gentle Savior. I need to be loose too. So whatever that you are going through this morning, whatever you've been going through all your 18 years, if it's just been a year, come on, hang on in there. That's just 1 year. You know, if it's 30 and 8 years, hang on in there and be faithful unto God. If it's 12 years suffering, you know, with your blood disorder, you know, and all of this stuff, hang on in there and keep worshiping God and watch and see don't Jesus step on in. Jesus is going to step in wherever church you in. You can be in your house worshiping God. Jesus is going to step in. And when Jesus step in, things get done. When he stepped into my bedroom, a lot of stuff got loose in my life. He loosed me from migraines. He unpinched my nerve. He loosed my sister's both sisters from that blood disorders. Jesus want to set us free and make us free indeed. It ain't nothing, Brother Al. It ain't nothing, Pastor. It ain't nothing. It ain't flesh. It's just all God. It's all God and God by himself. When God do something, when Jesus do something, he said, when Jesus make you free, you are free sure enough. I've been free for, I can't even count the years. It's a shame when Jesus do something for you. I'm supposed to keep counting. Lord, how many years I've been made free. But one thing I know, that when he do something, it can't be done again. The devil can't bound me no more. You know, he took my shackles, broke them. He took my walker, he broke it. I came here on a walker, didn't I? I came here on a walker one time, sure did. 1 foot shorter than the other, looking like that, you know, walking, thought I was cool. So Pastor said, come here and sit down back there. And what did we see, Tawana and Pastor? A leg stretch out. Sure enough. As I went, I was made whole. Because when she got through praying, I started walking around this church. This leg got to do something because she done prayed for it. It's got to obey. When Jesus step in the house, rest assured things going to get done. Come on in this house. Come on in the presence of God. I don't care what your condition is. Pregnant. My little pregnant sister back there, she coming. I got to get there and worship God. I still got my post to be on. We still got to be on our post. Brother, he back there every Sunday. You know, come on. Look for God. Tell him what you want. What the song say? Jesus is on the main line. Huh? That was a main line. The folk used to get on one main line. You can hear everybody's conversation. You can talk about nobody back then. Yeah, buddy. You get on there and the boy, the operator be listening big time. And not only the operator, the folk that you're talking about. But Jesus was on that main line too. All you had to do is just tell him what you want. Jesus, I want this and I want this. Somebody butt in and said, wait a minute now. What? Somebody said they need to be healed. Somebody, come on y'all, let's pray for this person. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for us to be loose and let go. God gonna undo some things that the devil has done. He's gonna untie some things that the devil had tied up, and can't nobody do it but God. Can't nobody do it but God. Bound in your mind. God gonna loose it. Bound in your spirit. God gonna loose it. Bound in your body. God gonna loose you. You know? God looses us from those things. You know? From death. God gonna loose you. It's the Spirit of the Lord that's in this place. It is the Spirit of the Lord. Let me read this last scripture. Verse 17 says, And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. All his adversaries were ashamed. David said, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Them jokers took off. They couldn't say nothing. They couldn't do nothing. God is arise, saints of God. Your enemies be scattered before you. Every devil, every enemy in your life is it's going to scatter. It's done. Everyone that hates you going to flee. It's Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus said he had to get to that synagogue. Jesus had to go to that pool of Siloam. God got to come in here. He don't have to, but God, he's going to come. Because it's so many people that's waiting on God for something. And when you're waiting faithfully. You got to wait faithfully. You can't wait murmuring, complaining, kicking rocks. Oh, God, when you gonna come? Just keep on doing. If you the priest, keep the light lit. You the priest, keep the light lit. Keep your oil in your lamp, as we've been talking about. Keep things going in your house. Just keep your head up. God gonna come, and rest assured when he come, things gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's got to happen. So brother, sisters, loose, be loose in whatever you're going through. Loose in your spirit, brother. Loose in your mind. Be loose and be made free, brother. You are free and free indeed. Be loose, whatever situation that you're in. Every circumstance that you go, be loose in the name of Jesus. Be loose and receive. Not from me. Yeah, I'm just a mouthpiece. You just got to believe or agree with that word.
Good.
That's his word. I'm saying with Jesus, be loose. And be made free. Be made. He told one person, every wit whole. And I try to look up what wit mean. And when he say be made whole, and he told one, be every wit whole. So be made every wit whole, saints of God. Every wit. Every ounce of you, I guess. Come on, speak to me, Holy Ghost. Every inch inside of you. Be made whole, every bit of you. Jesus don't leave nothing undone. Nothing. When God do something, he does it completely. He completely saves. He didn't halfway save you. He didn't halfway bring you out. When God brought you out, he brought you all the way out. You might want to keep one foot over there in the world, but God allows some things to come in your life. Say, oh no, I'm tired. I'm tired of being stretched out. I'm tired of being stretched out in the world, pulling me over. I just got to get all the way out the world and just believe God. We just got to trust God. It's a simple message. Believest thou this, saints of God? As he said, believest thou this? If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Then so be it unto you. Hallelujah. I'm done, y'all. God is good. God wanted me to tell you that he gonna loose some things this year. He gonna loose. I don't care who gets in there. It don't matter. This woman I was talking to about the tractor, she from Texas. And we had a good conversation. And I just told her the truth, how I felt. You know, I told her that I voted for Trump. Oh, you a Trump supporter? Yeah, but see, that wasn't none of us. You know what you got to talk about? I just listen. I said, but I'm going to tell you why I did it. I said, I ain't care for Trump, and I don't care for Biden. I said, I just did it because I thought, and I still believe, that God wanted this man in there for a reason. That's what I believe. Oh, really? I said, I believe because he loved Israel so. And God told us that whoever blessed them shall be blessed. And whoever cursed them, gonna be cursed. And so I know when I heard that this next administration ain't too kosher with Israel. So I don't know. But I said, that's the reason why I voted for him, ma'am. You know, because there's some things that he done that I agreed with. He done some good things, but it's a lot of things that I disagree with. You know, I said, I felt that he wasn't a good leader. He didn't know how to bring together. You know, just conquer and divide. I said, but how be so ever? And she said, well, yeah, you're right. But that wasn't none of us. I said, yeah, I understand. But I said, ma'am, there is not a human being. There's never been a president that we have elected, you have elected, that's able to do anything that what we're really supposed to be looking for. So some folk looking for some things over here and some looking for things over there. But what we really need is impossible with man. I said, ma'am, only God's going to be able to get this thing together. That's it. I said, if we pray and love one another, God going to fix it. And Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith? We don't know when he going and where he going to end up at. So what is man that God is so mindful of him that he come down and visit them? That woman had to have faith for 18 years. And so when Jesus returned to that synagogue, I'm sure he'd been there before. He found faith. I'm sure Jesus had been at that pool that the man was waiting 38 years, but he found some faith there. I'm sure out of all them folk that was thronging him and pulling on him, and that woman that had been sick for 12 years, when he returned, he found some faith. Jesus is going to find some faith when he returns. Whether you're going to be in your bathroom, in the shower, whether you're going to be on your job, whether you're going to be in this building, wherever you are, or wherever you will be, when your hour of visitation comes, have some faith. Let Jesus find that faith when he comes. Because rest assured, when he come and meet you, it's going to be done. It shall be done. Because he honors faith. This was a woman, and we are children of Abraham for one reason. Faith. We are sons and daughters of God, but we are the seed of Abraham because we believe like Abraham that all things are possible. Even when the doctor says no, we still believe God says yes. I'm finished. God bless you. Anybody need prayer? I'm going to give this one testimony for this reason. I don't think you all heard about my sister. You heard about the blood disease that supposed to have been in our family from my dad, and that was passing out these papers and saying, well, since your daddy got up, it's been passed down to everybody in your family. And so they took these papers and they started passing them out to the family. But when my sister got to me, I just kept my hand down. I didn't say nothing. I didn't want to seem like I'm big-headed. But I just didn't believe. I ain't going to accept that. I ain't got no blood disorder. I'm feeling fine. What they talking about? You know, start thinking about all the scriptures, any man in Christ and all of that. And so when they accepted those things, that's when they got so sick, they start bleeding out. I had this one sister. I've been praying the same prayer for her. She would call me and pray. Oh, Freddie, you got to pray for me. Let's pray. And I'll pray the same prayer. You know, I said, I know I'm sounding like a broken record. I said, but this is what God is looking for us to believe. You still asking, reaching out, God going to do it for you. So this one day, it's always going to be a day. One day, God going to show up. She called me. And the Lord said, take your oil down there. And I took my oil down and I prayed for her. And the Lord began to minister to her. I can't recall what God was saying to her. But one thing we believe, and I said, look, if you're sick, you go to the hospital. I said, but that don't mean that you don't believe God's going to do this thing. She went to the doctor. And the doctor, she went to go get some blood because she was weak. Her blood was low. When she got to the doctor, they said, well, we can't give you no blood now. She said, why not? She said, your blood is not, the count is not below 5 or whatever that is. She said, really? And so they kept her for observation. And so she called me a couple of days. She said, man, oh, man, I'm still in this hospital. I said, oh, yeah. I didn't get down with her. I said, oh, yeah. She said, yeah, but. I said, yeah, my blood went up. It's at a 7 something. I said, well, praise God. Look at God do this thing. Another couple of days went by. She said the same thing. She said, I want to go home. So we prayed. She said, I want to go home and watch that Roy Jones and Mike Tyson fight. So we prayed. God got out of that hospital. She said, but, oh, wait a minute. My blood is up at a 9-something. She said, Freddie, I've been bleeding, but I ain't been losing no blood. I said, that's what God would do for you. And then the other sister heard about it. She called and we prayed and God blessed her too. Her blood went up. But what I really wanted to say is that the first sister, her name is Pat. They don't care about me calling her Pat. Called me and said, look, don't you know I was at the doctor today and this doctor come tell me I got cirrhosis of the liver. I said, oh, really? She said, man, I laughed at him and told him, man, get out of here. I ain't got no, don't be talking. You're crazy. I ain't got no cirrhosis of the liver. I said, you told him like that, Pat? She said, yeah. I don't know what he talking about. I told him God taking care of me. And I thought, shoot, man, them folk bold. And sure enough, she got out and said, man, look, her and her son still left. What I'm saying is, saints of God, we got to have that kind of faith. We got to believe God or pack up and say, look, Lord, I'm ready to go. I ain't gonna be able to make it. She said, man, I just left. I said, man, I told you, ever since I've been going to him, he won't cut on me. I said, why are you still going back? Why you keep going back? But God honors faith. He honors faith. And God is looking for us to believe him for, I mean, anything, everything, Pastor. I mean everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. Everything. Come on. This is God that created the heavens, the earth, all the universes. He created all of this stuff that we marvel at and we give him praise and worship for. But rest assured, when that test comes, it's only a test. It's only a test, y'all. You're going to pass the test. Have faith in God and be loose from all your infirmities. Every sickness, every disease, every heartache, every pain, be loose from it. In Jesus' name, God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. God is so good. I'm just trying to get it in me. Get it in me also too, saints of God. But when God told me to, he really done it when he set my son free. Because this here is the child that when Brother Richardson was here, they used to come to church. And he was praying for them. Never met this son a day in his life. And when he said what he said to him, I said, that's him. He walked up to him, Brother Hearns. I don't know if you was here. He said, man, you think you tough, don't you? I said, Lord have mercy. If that ain't none of him. I mean, he think he tough, Brian. I mean, he lift weights. He think he the man. But God know how to break you down, too. There's a time and a season for everything. There's a time to tear down. God was tearing him down in there. But he stepped right back on in and lift him up. Made him whole again. You ought to hear him now. Don't even sound like the same guy. You know, I'm praying in the morning, Daddy. I'm praying before I go to sleep. I say, Lord, you have your way. Have your way, Lord. Just always let me be there for them. You know, I tell men that I talk to that's going through with their children. I say, man, you just got to love them from a distance sometime. But I always tell them the truth. But the most important thing, always be available for them. Always be there for them. Because they're going to need you again. Father, I deliver my soul, as my pastor always say. I've done, God, what you wanted me to do. I've said what you have given me to say. And I say it one more time because I feel that you're telling me to say it. Be loose in the name of Jesus from all your infirmities, your anxieties, your stresses. Loose in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for this word. Father, I praise your name. God, I lift you up and lift you up only, God. No flesh, God, get the glory. Only the Spirit of the living God. And I pray, Father God, as we leave this place, Lord God, that you will continue to bless us, oh God. Continue to watch over us, Lord. God, protect us. Give your angels charge over us. In every way, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Until we meet again at the church, say amen. Amen.